And you're saying, if they call us to come up, I'm going to move.
And took the nails for me.
This is Glorious Day, a program that grew from a vision.
A vision to support our brother and sister Christians.
And those who are still seeking Jesus.
By applying God's word to the everyday concerns and challenges that we all face today.
We are two local pastors who love Jesus.
And his people.
And he wants us to strengthen his disciples.
To get stronger, because God's promised revival is on the way.
Well, greetings. It's Pastor David and
Pastor Barry.
And we're back again with you. We've been enjoying ourselves here recording these three programs.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, you know, we talked about accountability with God. Second theme was reconciliation, which is the proper spiritual response to our accountability. And we're kind of shifting off to another theme, although everything in Scripture is related, but
right.
Our theme for tonight is Thanksgiving. Now, we're not talking about that one day a year that, you know, we have turkey and
dressing
and watch football games and bloat ourselves with carbohydrates and stuff. No, it's the full title of today is Thanksgiving, a lifestyle of appreciating God's love. And it is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down.
Not if they're driving, though.
Not if they're driving. No. No, you can wait. I mean, it's only one word, right?
Yes.
Most people can remember lifestyle, but it's important.
Just keep saying that till you get to your appointed...
Lifestyle. Yeah. Now, okay. If you happen to be stopping through the drive-thru at McDonald's or something, you might... They're not going to give you a lifestyle, so you're going to have to actually remember your order.
We got a happy meal, but we don't
Lifestyle. Anyway, yes. So Barry...
On that note...
We're cutting up a little bit here, folks.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Oh man, that's a powerful word. You know, the thing that struck us as we were talking about this theme tonight is,
mm-hmm.
I really emphasize the word lifestyle because, you know, we're pretty good about giving thanks when things are good, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For things that are good.
You got your paycheck in your pocket, good money in the bank, got a car that's practically new, right?
Yeah, or it could be something a little less expensive, like, you know, the sun was shining when I got up this morning. I didn't get rained on, you know, or just, you know, where it's easy.
That's a good word. When life is easy.
When life is easy. It's mm-hmm. easy to give thanks for all of that. But if you get into the Word of God in these three verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, really puts it all together. You know, because what is verse 18 start off? It says, give thanks in all circumstances. That's a spiritual reality, okay?
Mm, yes.
That is for believers to embrace. And I start with believers because it should be easier for us to be thankful in all circumstances because we recognize that God has the long view of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the short view, like this moment. And if in this moment... part of the ceiling here in the studio falls on my head and causes my head to hurt,
mm-hmm.
maybe creates a concussion or something, at that moment, I am not going to be very thankful. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I am going to be probably yelling in pain.
Okay.
I might even be bleeding. And it certainly is not something that I would have looked forward to. So I'm not going to be thankful right at the moment.
Mm.
But let's not forget that every moment in our lives is connected to every other moment because God made it that way.
And those moments are all collectively a plan.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
And God's perfect plan is what, if we're believers especially, we're living out today.
Hmm.
And so we give thanks to God for the circumstances that aren't too exciting or they might be painful or even devastating, you know, because God sees beyond that, you know?
He sees beyond it, and in your recognition of the fact that God is in control.
Yeah.
And you're part of a plan. You have a plan for your life, but you're part of a bigger plan.
Yes.
You remember, David, about, I guess it was 9-10 months ago, I had a bleeding problem, and it wasn't a big problem. I just lost most of the blood in my body.
Yeah.
And I ended up in the hospital, and, you know, for you medical folks out there, my hemoglobin was going below 7, and you're probably scratching your head saying, well, how's he speaking to me?
Yes.
Today? Well, it's a God thing.
I heard a couple of people pass out just in hearing that horrible diagnosis.
That's right. I had internal bleeding. So I went to the hospital and did what you need to do, and I was getting cared for and wondering, why did this happen? David, I'm out there doing work for Christ, and I'm doing my thing, and, you know, I have a good relationship with God, and this pops up.
Yeah.
Of course, we all know that the road to heaven is not paved in nice, even asphalt, you know, paved way, and, you know, there's going to be bumps in the road, there's going to be valleys and peaks.
Yeah.
And so about the second night, I was laying in bed about 2 o'clock in the morning. You know how they wake you up every 4 hours to give you a pill and check your
vitals. Sleeping pill, yeah.
Yeah. So I was awakened, and I was waiting for my medication, and the nurse whispered, I'm not here as a nurse. I read on your chart that you're a pastor. I said, yes, I am. She said, I need to talk to somebody about Christ.
Mm.
And she had some very important questions in her life. The big questions, David, you know, how do I go about getting saved?
Yeah.
You know, how do I get my family to be saved? Things like that. I spent a good hour with her in the middle of the night. She left my room, apologized for waking me up, and I laid there thinking, so that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't mind the fact that, you know, I needed transfusions, and they fixed the problem. You know, they have these tire patches they use on your colon, you know, and they patch it up really good. And so I came home thinking, you know, isn't that something?
Yeah.
God does these things. Some people get in car accidents, and they wonder why, and they realize in that car accident maybe there was a situation where when people calmed down that they saw a sticker on their car that they were a Christian, and the person who hit him was a Christian, and they forgave each other. Whatever it was, God has a lot going on that we just don't see.
That's right.
And that's where faith comes in. We can't see over the horizon. Like you said, you know, we're maybe prepared for today, but not the long haul.
No, and the long haul, though, is where, you know, God sees and knows, and even, you know, because he allows things to happen to us, and because he has us. And so in the bigger picture, you know, we're going to go through that experience, being blessed, healing, but getting a focus on what that experience is going to mean to other people.
Right.
Even to say, you know, that yours was of the moment because you had, while you were in the hospital, you had a wonderful God encounter with a nurse, and God intended for you to do that. But now here we have several months or a year or so away from that event, but your story is still helping. It's still blessing people as you share it. And so that to give thanks to God is to embrace the fullness of his plan.
Amen, David. Amen. Because,
you
know, in the letters from Paul, he's described us as peculiar people, you know.
Yeah.
And we are peculiar. Because if I was to tell friends and family, I'm so grateful to God for that hole in my colon. You know, I'm so grateful that I lost half my blood supply in my body. They'd think I was crazy, David.
Well, yeah, you know.
And yet, if they listened to the rest of the story, the bigger picture, they would agree. You know, it's the only way that I could get put in that situation.
Exactly.
So I really, not only do I not mind what happened, but I'm grateful. I was able, if I see that person in the next life and that person was saved from that judgment and cast into hell, but is now in heaven as part of the family, it's all worth it.
I believe that's true. And I was thinking from my own experience that when I first started, when I was ordained and started preaching and it wasn't too long after that the Lord said to me, you know, I want you to share my victory in your life, but in order to do that, you have to tell people the hard stuff you went through, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And to tell it not as, look at me, how wonderful I am, but to recognize when you show the grace of God, you give God the glory. and people, I wanted people, and he said, you know, I want to get the glory, but you need to tell people what I did for you. Mm-hmm. And so as I moved through stages in my life, when I was delivered from tobacco in 1991,
mm-hmm.
and that became part of my story, became part of my preaching mm-hmm. on occasion, especially when the scriptural themes pointed to issues that impacted on that, because I had to trust God, give it to him, talk about submission. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an important part of my life, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But God intended, if I were to do my part and give it to him, that he would literally deliver me from that, and he did. I mean, it was pow, instantaneous.
You don't need any patch.
No, I don't need no patch. I need no stinking patch, as they say. But and then several years later, I was delivered from alcohol.
There you go.
And to the point, because I was really consuming a lot, and my life was not good. But I gave that to God, and you know, to be honest, looking back, my time as an alcoholic, it was a lot of, I didn't do bad stuff like, you know, going binge drinking and end up in a town I'd never recognized, sleeping in my car under a bridge.
Wake up in Andy and Barney's cell in Mayberry.
Really? None of that. But still, you know, the concerns I caused my family and other people who love me,
mm-hmm.
and that was both with tobacco and with the alcohol, I was oblivious to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that tragic thing going on. And in my own life, I mean, I was drinking so much. I mean, my liver probably would get to be the size of Rhode Island, you know, something like that. I mean, I was hurting myself. Well, God, in the same way he did with the tobacco, he delivered me.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a little, you know, celebrate recovery and things like that. But I just know.
Right.
That was God, see? And so out of that time of grief and pain, mostly that I caused other people,
mm-hmm.
But still, I give God thanks. And God said, you can continue to give me glory by sharing that story because there's someone out there that needs to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, as humans, we always say, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
And you sound like Eeyore, right? Oh, why should I try anyway? Yeah. Bad things are happening to me all the time.
Yeah.
But when you transformed your life in Christ, it shifts the focus from problems to blessings. And I'm so impressed by people in my chaplaincy who are truly suffering, David. I mean, yeah. They have end-of-life issues. They have pain. They have bone cancer. Yeah. The most painful of cancers is bone cancer.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference between those who know Christ and those who never knew him.
Yeah.
You know, some of the rooms that you go into to provide compassionate care and prayer, it's a hideous experience.
Yes,
because there's screaming and pain, and that's all that will be discussed in that room.
Yeah,
is how can we control the pain? And they're out of their heads in pain. And there's other rooms where I read in the chart, patient refused medications.
Mm-hmm.
Same diagnosis.
Yeah,
I go in the room, and for instance, off air, I was telling David. There was one particular lady, it was an end-of-life issue, and I asked her if she needed anything, and she looked up at me as I was praying for her, and she said that she was blessed and highly favored by God, and she smiled at me.
Yeah.
Big difference. She was not complaining about the pain.
Yes.
I found out that she had told some family members, it's nothing like the pain that Christ felt on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, to me, is an inspiration. You know, we provide care. Yes, we do. But they're caring for us. I'm learning from these people every single day, and they inspire me. You have to wonder, what condition will I be in when I'm hit with something like that? Do I have the strength and the faith to deal with it in a graceful way with dignity?
Well, this leads me your question that you're asking yourself is an important point. Because they want people to think that we generate this energy, this strength on our own. You know, I want to be giving God thanks in all circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but when I see a circumstance or I'm in a circumstance that I initially start complaining, because it's a natural human thing to do.
Right.
But then what I need to do is to say to the Lord, look, Lord, you already know my need. I want to give you thanks. I need your help. See, even in something like that, people say, well, should I ask him for that? It sounds like I'm kind of embarrassed. No, he wants you to ask him for help whenever you need it.
That's the relationship.
That's the relationship. Yeah, God promises to give us that. And I've had time and again where I've struggled with that, and God said, just ask. You know, what does that scripture say? Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that important?
Mm-hmm.
So that, okay, I'm willing to ask. And the transforming power of the Holy Spirit when you receive that grace to give thanks. Because it's not just me saying, okay, thank you, God. You know, it's not just me uttering the words, but thanksgiving, yeah, you're going to utter them sometimes, but they're going to come from the heart. They're going to come from the Spirit. You know, that thanksgiving then is Holy Spirit empowered. And when I can do that, when that's God's work in me and my thanksgiving, those words are after a great and wholesale transformation of my spirit. So instead of complaining, you know, I am thanking God. I'm giving him the glory. I had a patient actually visiting for another pastor friend of mine when I was in Gainesville. You have three major hospitals, okay? You have Shands Hospital, big teaching hospital there.
Yeah.
Of course, you have VA Hospital and two other major hospitals. But I had a friend, a pastor friend in Tallahassee that had a member of his church there that was coming to Shands for some. And so I had a chance to, over the years, to reconnect with this lady again and again because she had, you know, some of those soft tissue cancers that, you know, they're discovered, surgically removed, and then you go on.
Right.
You know, and you're clean, but it pops up again. And so she had, at that time, she was, I think, 42 years old. She had, over the last 26 years, had to go back and forth to the hospital to have cancers removed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, she was there for another spate of removal. And but I'd gotten to know this lady. What a strong Christian woman. And every time she was in the hospital, she was thanking God. And because one time early on, I just had to say, I said, you know, you've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, 26 years, probably 30, 40 surgeries.
Wow.
You have been through a lot. And I hear what you're saying and I resonate with it. But a lot of people would say, how can you be thanking God for this?
Mm.
And she said, well, she said, first of all, you know, I love Jesus. He's in my heart. I know he's with me now. And we've prayed and, you know, I've asked God to deliver me from this. But it's clear to me that this is my ministry. And she said, every time I come into the doctors, hospitals, whatever, is that my joy is so obvious. My thanksgiving is so palatable palpable. It's palatable too, but so palpable that I get a chance to witness to the medical professionals who are asking me how in the world I can be joyful when they're going to take chunks out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of this thing of thanksgiving, giving thanks. And she, of course, prayed. God gave her the grace to do that. But so many people, we don't have time, but I know you have a raft of folks that you've run into.
A raft of folks, yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot, depending on the size of the raft, but yeah.
You know, one of the points here is that, you know, you give thanks when life is really tough.
Yeah,
when
absolutely.
It's challenging. And that, to me, is a marker when I run into people like that of strength of faith, foundational faith.
Yeah.
And how close their relationship is with Christ. We know a lot of Christians that call themselves Christians, but that panic button is really close by when they get bad news. And that's okay. It's human nature, I guess. And we all have, we're all fragile.
We are.
Thus the cross.
Yes.
But when we give our thanksgiving to God, he blesses us.
Yeah.
He blesses us because he understands. We're seeing, like you said before, the long haul picture, the bigger picture.
Yeah.
If people are out there right now are trying to manage their own life through all the different bumps in the road and all the different unfortunate surprises that you get in your life, good luck if you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
Luck's not going to help you. And you are some brilliant people out there, but your brains aren't going to help you.
Right.
And you could work out in the gym every day, and we read stories every day about someone came home from the gym and they died.
Yeah.
So that's man's plan.
That's right.
Yeah. God is so different because he loves us so much, we can't even comprehend it. We pass it through our brain and we say words like you just said, thank you, or Thanksgiving. Yeah. And the word rings hollow.
Mm.
But when you're on your knees with tears flowing down your face saying, thank you, God,
yeah,
that's genuine. And I was very grateful that I came out of the hospital alive. You know, I still want to see my grandchildren, and I still want to see you, David. You're one of my best friends and stuff. But if he was to take me home from there after witnessing to that nurse, giving her some guidance, that would have been fine. That would have been just fine. It goes back to, what do you want to be doing when God calls you home, that particular moment? I'd like to be doing this show, but it would probably ruin the whole pace of the show, David. But
it might.
But you want to be in his service. You want to be in a state, well, I've heard it called the state of grace, but a state of a good place with God.
Yeah.
And just be grateful. You know, there's no guarantees in life. You know, here we are, and David and I are a little bit older. We're over 65. But I've witnessed some lives that were cut short at 10, 12, 15 years old. So we ought to be grateful just for that and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me these years. Every morning when we wake up, we draw a breath. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Here I am again. If you're drawing a breath and you're able to breathe and you got a good heartbeat and you're relatively stable on your feet, there's no excuse why you shouldn't go out in the world to proclaim Christ.
Amen.
Because you are equipped. You're good to go. And he's given you that gift.
It is a gift from God. And it's part of the spiritual transformation for a believer. When Christ comes into our lives and he begins to turn us inside out. Mm. In that, you know, if all you're doing is moaning and complaining, oh, it's not fair, life is not fair, I've got this pain and that thing and this loss and whatever, and you're focused on that, you're looking inward. There isn't a whole lot to look at there.
I've seen the inside of a body, there's not a whole lot there.
Really, exactly. But truthfully, you know, Jesus calls you to look outward.
Mm-hmm.
You look at him. You look at all the blessings that he's given you. It's amazing, the vast, incredible vista that you see when you're in Christ and when you give thanks. Now, maybe the first time you're in a tough spot and you're giving thanks, it may feel a little odd, okay? But I believe thanksgiving is a special form of prayer, and that when you say, okay, Lord, you know, I leaving work today, you know, I narrowly missed getting crushed by a meteor that had come through the sky and made a hole in the highway, and it did got, you know, got some junk on my car, and I'm going to have to clean it, and then maybe in swerving away from the meteor, you know, I hit a tree, and now my car is smoking and it's gone, and I'm having to walk home, but I fell into a hole. I mean, you know, okay.
What a day you're having.
I'm having a horrible day, Lord God, and it's counterintuitive to say, well, thank you, Lord. Just thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows why you're thanking him. You don't have to give him a long list, but thank you, Lord. Let it come from your heart. You would be amazed. That is a prayer. God honors that prayer.
He honors the prayer because in your prayer life, I want you all to be honest with yourselves now. How often in your prayer life are you giving thanksgiving, or are you giving a laundry list of things that you need and want?
Yeah.
You know, and he does want to hear you with your needs and wants. He wants to hear that. But it's refreshing to take a moment and say a prayer that has no need in it.
Yeah.
Lord, I know you've just provided everything I need. I'm just here to say thank you.
It's a way of going deep, letting the Lord go deep within you, you being willing to trust him.
Right.
And bring out of your depth some very profound things that come from your heart.
Right.
You know, we all have a tendency, especially in the early days of our walk with the Lord, simple stuff, you know. Small change, you know, we're going to throw at him, you know, like we do to a beggar or something. You know, I'll give a couple of quarters here, God. You know, it's not going to be any big deal, you know.
I don't feel the pinch. I'm okay.
Yeah,
it's easy.
But that's, you know, the things we give God, but they get more substantial as we walk with the Lord, because what he really wants is this intimacy with us, where we are trusting him to really come out of our depth.
Ah,
you know,
yes.
And this thanksgiving is truly something that comes from the deep.
The deep end of the prayer pool.
That's right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never heard it said that way, Barry. That, apparently, there's no copyright, folks. So if you want to use the deep end of the prayer pool,
you're welcome.
There will be no fees charged to you. There's no license fees from That's Barry, right. Brother Barry here. But it truly is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple minutes, maybe a minute and a half. I'm just going to ask you, Barry, to close us off in prayer.
Yes, I'd love to. Lord, David and I come to you today from this humble little station, along with those listening right now. You are an incredible God. You're so full of love and mercy and mm-hmm. goodness. And here we are down here, sometimes frantic, mm-hmm. sometimes running around like our hair's on fire over so many little things. And they may be big in our minds, but they truly are, in the long run, little things. And sometimes there's even big things, Lord. We just want to take a moment to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for everything that you've done for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the love that is beyond our comprehension. Thank you for the gift of reconciliation and peace. But Lord, mostly thank you for this beautiful gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot comprehend as parents of children how you could do that. It mm-hmm. just proves just how much you love us. How much that you care about us, how much you provide for us.
Mm.
So in the spirit of that, Lord, we just offer our thanksgiving to you, and that we are a truly blessed, blessed family of God. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
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 And I just tack onto that a prayer, Lord. I just would ask you that for all of us, that you would lead us to become the men and women that you intended for us to be all along.
Yes, Lord.
Well, our time sadly is up, and we're going to have to say good night or good morning. Or maybe just goodbye.
How about see you soon?
How about, they don't see us actually.
Oh, okay, because I'm waving.
Well, okay. Right, and I witnessed to his waving, but I guess that's the problem with radio. I mean, there's no visual.
We'll connect up with you real soon.
We'll connect up with you real soon. God bless you all.
God bless. Join us again next Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Diving deep with us into God's holy word,
that we might all be encouraged, strengthened, edified,
and receive renewed hope that the Lord is on the move
and his perfect plan is unfolding in our time.
Has been